This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dina Cotter, the founder of the Dina Cotter Nutrition, founded in 2009 by registered dietitian and author Dina Cotter. The Cotter Center is Westchester County's premier nutrition center, offering an integrative approach to nutrition and health. The Cotter Center also offers a wealth of safe, natural, and cutting-edge health solutions. The center is a warm, friendly place to achieve optimal health. And Dina, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm looking forward to this interview with you today.
And we're certainly looking forward to hearing from you and being well informed on today's topic, cancer prevention. So tell us, share the importance of eating local organically as often as possible. Talk to us about that to kick things off today.
Absolutely, Eric. The main reason why it's important for us to eat locally and organically is that the nutritional content of the vegetables or the fruit that one might be eating locally has a much higher vitamin and mineral content. And many years ago, Rutgers University had done a research study where they looked at organic, grown vegetables. And in each category of the minerals, like calcium and potassium and magnesium and iron, it was a lot higher in the organic vegetables than it was in the non-organic. And then the same study was duplicated by Texas A&M University as well, and they got identical results to what Rutgers had gotten as well. So we do know that people will get a lot more nutrition, when they're eating locally and organically. And when we eat local, a lot of the food has not crossed, state lines. So a lot of times, going through Easy Pass and everything, all of that affects that scanning going through that will actually affect also the nutrients in the food. And it's important to support, local farmers because they rely on, us to help support them as well.
Yeah, good information there. Thanks for that. Why does exercise matter? Let's look at exercise here.
Well, the reason why exercise really does matter, actually, Eric, is that it's the easiest way for us to oxygenate our blood and the tissues of the body. And the more we can oxygenate our tissues of the body, you're less likely to have issues, with cancer. Because the oxygen actually tends to destroy cancer cells. They don't like oxygen. So that's one of the reasons why it's critical for us. It's also very important to help with digestion. It supports the liver, the kidneys. Exercise, and it's really critical for all the organs of the body, and it's also critical for the brain because it helps release endorphins in our brain too, which puts us in a good mood. People that tend to be more moody or irritable usually are not exercisers, or if they're depressed or they have a lot of anxiety, the exercise is a really healthy outlet for them. And it's important to have a variety of exercise, try and do both indoor exercising as well as outdoor, like taking a good walk, a brisk walk for half an hour, 45 minutes will do wonders because of the natural daylight that's out there for us. And that also helps our mood as well. So that's one of the reasons why exercise is very critical. And they have done studies, Eric, too, with people that have had traumatic brain injuries or concussions, that when they do exercise, that they can actually develop new connections in the brain to help minimize the damage from the traumatic brain injury.
And certainly appreciate your insight there. Most helpful. How important is green tea? We hear so much about folks drinking green tea smoothies, that kind of thing. How much should we be drinking green tea?
That's a really good question. A lot of the studies with green tea have been done in Japan. Japan has the lowest incidence of all the major cancers like lung, breast, ovarian, prostate, and so on, colon cancer, et cetera. And one of the reasons for that is because of their high green tea consumption. I usually recommend at least 3 mugs a day. It's very important, too, that the green tea is organic because tea in Japan is very heavily sprayed with pesticides and herbicides. So we do want to make sure that people know that and are aware that the tea has to be organic. And it's the antioxidants in the green tea called catechins that really help to fight off, unhealthy cells. What we often term as aberrant cells, that could lead to cancer. So it's one of the easiest things that people can incorporate. Now, if somebody does not like drinking green tea, they can certainly take green tea either as a supplement in a pill form or as a liquid extract. So there are ways to get your green tea in. And then another green tea that often people will find either at, let's say Starbucks or some of these other coffee and tea places, is the matcha tea. And the advantage of matcha tea, because it's in a powdered form, you can have it as an instant hot drink. So then you're actually taking in all the tea leaves because it's in a powdered form that you get into your system, as opposed to just, drinking green tea that's, in a tea bag, because then you're not really getting the benefit of the tea leaves itself. So, and those can be thrown into smoothies. So if somebody enjoys having a protein shake for breakfast, they can easily add matcha tea to their smoothie in the morning to get some added antioxidant benefit. The other advantage to the matcha tea is that it helps increase GABA, which is a neurotransmitter in the brain. So GABA plays a role in helping us to be calmer, to be less anxious, to be a little bit more relaxed. So that's another added benefit to drinking matcha green tea.
And that is some super important and very helpful information, and I'd say drink up in regards to green tea, that is. Today we are with Dina Cotter, the founder of Dina Cotter Nutrition, founded in 2009 and is Westchester County's premier nutrition center here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, let's look at barbecue. As we always hear, pass on the barbecue. Why is grilling bad for us?
Oh, sure, Eric. That's something that people often don't think about because grilling is such a fun thing to do at home and an easy thing to do as well. It's the smoke that's released in the grilling that's hitting the food, Eric, that is no different than somebody smoking. And we know that smoking increases cancer risk. So the reason why grilling can increase cancer risk is the fact that the smoke is hitting the food. Now, they have found that if you marinate whatever you're grilling with balsamic vinegar and some seasonings, that you can actually reduce that harm from the smoke. So I often recommend that people do marinate ahead of time before they grill, because that is one thing that would be very helpful. The other thing you can do so you don't have direct smoke contact with the grilled food is to place, if you're grilling vegetables or meat or fish, just put it, inside what we call the unbleached parchment paper and put that inside foil and wrap it up and then put the foil, on top of the grill. So that way there's no smoke that's actually hitting the food, and you don't want the aluminum touching the food, and that's why you put the parchment paper unbleached, inside of the foil and then put the food right inside that parchment paper. So that will help because, unfortunately, grilling more than once a week significantly increases colon cancer, esophageal cancer. A lot of the reasons why we know this is they've done studies with it, and the smoking effect is really – so it doesn't matter whether it's a gas grill or if it's coal-based, you're still getting that smoking effect, right? And what they have found is that the summer months, there's an increase in digestive cancers, and that's because of the fact that people are grilling, not knowingly, what they can do to minimize the damaging effects from grilling and barbecuing.
And if everyone's like me, they certainly have been enlightened on this information, so I really appreciate that. Great information there. Now, we love our cell phones and Wi-Fi specifically. Why do you think electromagnetic radiation is detrimental to our DNA?
The reason why it is detrimental, Eric, is that if you were to look under, let's say, a microscope, or taking a look at the rays that are released from our cell phones, computers, and everything, it's very chaotic. You see a whole bunch of vortexes going in different directions and everything, and that chaos damages our DNA. So it's something that we cannot see, but we do know that it disrupts hormones, it disrupts our immune response as well. And what's remarkable is that, you know, working with my patients, all my patients that keep their cell phone next to them at night on their nightstand, Eric, they all end up having issues with sleep. And more I'm seeing that people are having sleeping issues, and that's because they have their cell phones close to them. They use it as an alarm. So it's very important to keep your cell phone, you know, at least a minimum of 8 feet away from you at night when you're sleeping. And you should also shut off the Wi-Fi in the house, because the Wi-Fi inside the house, even if it's in the basement, the signal is still being emitted throughout the whole house. And there are ways to remediate that other than just switching off the Wi-Fi, but probably one of the simplest things that everybody could do is switch off their Wi-Fi at night. And they're going to start to sleep much better as well, too. Kids that have allergies or asthma as well, if they have a cell phone or if they're using one of those computer game programs, a lot of these kids will often have issues. And they've even found with behavioral issue like ADD and ADHD that a lot of these kids, it's because they're constantly on either a phone or a game toy that's electronic, and they don't have any protection, you know, for themselves. But again, there are ways you can put things on the back of a phone, on a cell phone, so that it can neutralize the radiation that's being released from the phone. And the same thing can be done with computers and laptops, iPads, and so on. But even having a TV in your room can be an issue for people at night. You know, that's going to also impact their overall immune response and then create a lot of hormonal disruption as well, too, and anxiety, because it does affect the brain. You know, cell phones really affect our brain, and it's very important not to bring the cell phone up to the ear, you know, put it on speaker when you're talking to people, or you could use earplugs, you know, or a headset of some kind to also help minimize, you know, putting it close to your head. So there's definitely a lot of studies have been done actually in Sweden regarding the impact of cell phones. And even, you know, skin issues, people have often reported, let's say wearing, the Fitbit, some of these devices that people often wear to track their, you know, steps that they have, or an Apple Watch and everything. There have been a lot of problems with that, too, that we've seen with our patients. It's pretty remarkable, actually.
With today's technology, this information is certainly timely and important as well. We've really covered some great groundwork here today, and I can't thank you enough for bringing focus to all these issues. Lastly, can you really sleep away cancer? That's a question we have. And also, why is sleep important for us?
Why is sleep important? Okay, because sleep is the time when the body can regenerate. And if we've been working hard, both mentally and physically, the body needs the chance to go into a very quiet state where it's not moving, it's not being restless. We need a minimum of 5 hours a night of continuous sleep in order to help the body regenerate and keep it as strong as it can. And we're much less likely to get sick if we get really good quality sleep. And if people do have a problem with sleeping, I highly recommend taking a non-synthetic form of melatonin because the melatonin does protect the brain. They're now finding out more and more that it can help protect the brain from dementia and Alzheimer's. It also is a major cancer preventative as well, and prevents autoimmune diseases too. So you can even just take melatonin at night just to protect your immune system. It doesn't have to be just for sleeping. But of course, you get the added benefit of protecting the brain and being able to go into that deep sleep. And one way that you know that you're getting the deep sleep, actually, Eric, is that you tend to dream. So when we dream, we are going into that very deep state of sleep, and that's where people need to be. And they have to make sure they get at least a minimum of 5 continuous hours. And some people need more than others, and some of that is genetic. So that is another thing. People need to know what their threshold is in order to feel better and really feel ready to start the day. I mean, that's how you know you've gotten enough sleep.
Well, Dina, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Super and helpful, informative information, obviously, and we can't thank you enough for what you do in this space as well. If someone wanted to reach out and get further information, not only on yourself, but on Dina Cotter Nutrition, where could they find further details online?
Oh, sure. Well, my website is dinakhader.com. And we have a lot of wonderful information on what we offer here at my center. And we have a tremendous amount of testimonials. We even have a video testimonial of an oncologist who actually tells people that, you know, the ones who've worked with me have a far better outcome than his other cancer patients. And if people would prefer to talk to someone live, they're welcome to call my office Eastern Time between 8:30 and 6:30 p.m., 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. And our phone number is 914, area code 242-0124.
Again, Dina, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much, Eric, for having me on. I appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dina Cotter, the founder of Dina Cotter Nutrition, founded in 2009, that offers a wealth of safe, natural, and cutting-edge health solutions. And for further details, simply visit dinacotter.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.